Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Remember, bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. It's quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app. You've got to get it because DraftKings is now offering its mobile casino in Pennsylvania. DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino offers an endless amount of casino games to play, all from the comfort of home. And right now, all first-time casino players can play up to $200 risk-free for the first 24 hours of casino play. You've got a whole bunch of options, different games to play like slots and blackjack and roulette. Whatever you want, you can do it straight from home. But you need to download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app now and use promo code KSN to play your first 24 hours of casino risk-free up to $200. That's promo code KSN to play risk-free for up to $200 in your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. I'm Jim Galante. He's Dustin Hawkinsmith. In quarter number two, Dustin, we talked about the competitions coming up in training camp on offense. Now we're going to switch over to the other side of the ball on defense. So I thought we'd start from the inside and work our way out. Let's start at the defensive line, and let's start right in the middle at tackle. We have listed as our starters Antonio Shelton and P.J. Mustafa, and then we have some more guys in the mix because they rotate people, Judge Culpepper, Akeem Beeman, Fred Hansert, Damon Barber, a lot of names. Where do you see the competition? Is it at the top for the starting positions? Is it that next level, the second string that will rotate in? Where's the competition there, Dusty?
Yeah, I look more towards the end of that rotation. If you look at, you know, to me, there are four names that sort of start to separate in my head. Now, we'll see how that plays out when training camp begins. But obviously, with your two starters, Shelton at one spot, P.J. Mustafa at the other, Fred Hansard is another guy who I think warrants real consideration as the next man up there. And Judge Culpepper, I think you started to see towards the tail end of last year him being a real factor. And then beyond that, that's where things I think get the most interesting, because you're looking at a guy, you know, Damian Barber, for example. Like around this time last year, we're wondering, okay, how big of a role is he going to play in 2019? It never really materialized. And now it's almost like holding on for dear life, because Akeem Beeman seems to have been doing some really good things. Now he tips the scale at 288 pounds. You still have Aeneas Hawkins in the mix. Devon Ellis was a four-star. Cole Brevard coming in as a true freshman who tips the scales at 324 pounds. You have this real youth movement bubbling below the surface, and I'm really excited to see what happens with that youth movement. Joseph Darkwa is another guy who's super talented. I mean, at 6'5", 287, just built to play this position. Fatoma Mulba is another guy, just, again, built to play. Now, there's going to be some development that has to happen, but how quickly does the youth movement take place, and who among these guys rises to the top of that list? Can Damian Barber hold his ground? It's a pivotal time, I think, for him now as a redshirt junior to really establish himself as a better option than these young guys, because these young guys are coming. I think they're coming hard, and I think it's going to be really fun to watch that play out. They've got, you know, I think more talented depth at that spot than they have in a while. And I think, you know, we'll get into this whenever we get into the most important recruits thing. There was a switch that was flipped around 2017, where Penn State went from struggling to recruit defensive tackles to really doing a good job, and each and every class seemed to feature at least one good one. You're only now starting to see the fruits of all that recruiting labor. I think this is a position that's in good shape. And they're going to be in very good shape going into the future as well.
I think you shaped it well when you talked about Damian Barber, and you probably include Fred Hansard in there, redshirt juniors. This is their fourth year in the system. If not now, when? You know, because, and the young guys are nipping at their heels. So let's move on to the defensive end. And it's interesting. You obviously have Shaka Toney there, and you have on the other side Jason Owe listed as the starter. It starts to get interesting at that next level with Adisa Isaac and Shane Simmons. Again, the difference between the young guy and in Shane Simmons, this is his last go-round. Where do you see the competition there, Dusty?
My thought at defensive end is that I think the top four are pretty clear-cut, but you also kind of need that top four. You need that plans to go well. You need things to go kind of according to script at defensive end. Otherwise, you're getting into kind of the great unknown. You know, where's Nick Tarburton at developmentally? We haven't heard really anything from him as he went from linebacker to defensive end. He could be getting himself closer and closer and closer, but we don't know that for sure. Smith Vilbert is a redshirt freshman, looks the part, you know, 6'6", 266. He's got kind of that new prototype of defensive end for Penn State, where he's very long and very athletic. Does that translate onto the field now or not? You know, they're not in a position of great proven depth at defensive end. I don't think it's a super urgent thing as far as maintaining this depth chart into the future. But at the same time, you know, if Jason Owe has a big year, obviously a good thing. He, Shaka Toney, and Shane Simmons could theoretically be gone from this group after the 2020 season. It's not the conversation that we're having right now, but it's also part of it. We don't know who's ready to play meaningful snaps in 2020 and who's not beyond those top four. And even within the confines of that top four, I still have questions. Is Shaka Toney, is he ready to take a big step forward? Is he ready to have that bullseye on his back? Can you automatically pencil in Jason Owe for a monster year? You know, we've seen him in pretty small doses, but, you know, as a full-time starter, is he ready? I think so. Adisa Isaac is going to play a key role too. You know, he's a true sophomore. He's on the young side. So there's a lot more questions than answers, I feel like, at defensive end, just from top to bottom.
Well, it is nice, though, that you feel fairly good about being four deep in the rotation with the two positions. But you're right. There's what happens a year later. Is that are those young guys going to move up, and so that we start to feel comfortable with them come the 2021 season? All right, let's move to linebacker. And I hear this guy, Micah Parsons, is pretty good and will be locking down one of the positions. Where I think the competition is, Dusty, is at middle linebacker, where you have Ellis Brooks and Jesse Lucada. And it may not be a battle over who's starting. Maybe it will be, but it's how many reps each one gets, I think, is more how to define that competition. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's going to be pretty fascinating to see how they manage these dynamics. And those two specifically, I mean, they've both paid their dues. They've both, I think, done well in the times that they've been on the field. You know, Ellis Brooks has brought in more as a traditional middle linebacker type. Jesse Lucada, I think, was a little bit more versatile. You could see him as kind of like a swing linebacker type. And then you have obviously Brandon Smith, who looks like he's ready to kind of step into Cam Brown's vacancy. But then you also have Lance Dixon, who's a former five-star, who's, you know, outside of Micah Parsons, who you did hear it here first. We're predicting a big year for Micah Parsons. We're stepping out on that ledge in 2020 and saying Micah Parsons is going to have a big year.
That qualifies as the Andy Shea bold prediction for you there.
Yes, Micah Parsons, he's going to get a lot of tackles this year. You heard it here first. But But yeah, you know, what do you do with Lance Dixon? What do you do with Jesse Luketa? And how do you manage the sort of the two deep across the board and manage snaps and that kind of thing? There could be, I think it's not going to be open and shut, especially at that middle linebacker spot. It's not going to be as simple as, okay, Ellis Brooks, you're the guy. Jesse Luketa, you're not. You know, there's going to be shades of gray. There could be, you know, something that, you know, where Luketa can overtake Ellis Brooks, or maybe it's a 50-50 split and snaps. It's going to be interesting. And ultimately, it all boils down to, like, this is all a good thing for Penn State. They've got so many talented, experienced linebackers that they've got to get creative in how they use them.
Exactly. And I think the middle linebacker position, and the other part is just how are they going to use Lance Dixon, because I think he's going to force his way onto the field somehow, some way. It's just, what is that way going to be? All right, let's go to the defensive backs and the cornerback position specifically. We know Tariq Castro Fields is listed as the one starter. Donovan Johnson right now is listed as the other starter, but there's so many good young players, Keaton Ellis, Marquise Wilson, who did a lot of playing last year, and you've got Joey Porter Jr. there also. A lot of depth and a lot of different names there, Dustin.
I think this is an outstanding depth chart. I think there's really good young players. You know, Terry Smith said they went 4-for-4 recruiting corners in the 2019 class. Looking at Marquise Wilson, Joey Porter Jr., Daquan Hardy, and Keaton Ellis. All those guys are going to be factors this year. Donovan Johnson, I think there was a big statement made this spring where it's say, don't forget about him. He was injured last year, but we still really like what he brings to the table. He was listed as the starter opposite Tariq Castro Fields, again, for whatever that's worth. But Keaton Ellis and Marquise Wilson, I think they showed more than enough last year to believe that they are really central parts of the plan going forward. Joey Porter Jr., they really seem to love what he brings to the table, certainly with that length. He was very tactical, technically sound player coming out of North Allegheny, which, again, the son of a former NFL player is probably going to be that. But Daquan Hardy is that scrapper, that guy, kind of like a Journey Brown, where not a lot of people outside of Pennsylvania really wanted Daquan Hardy. Penn State did, and they have liked what they've seen from him. So many good young options there. I think it's going to be fun. And again, same deal. I think the cornerback depth chart, both now and going into the future, they're in a really good place to be able to transition nicely from 2020 to 2021 and beyond, because they're so young and talented at that spot. Really in good shape. One last thing I want to circle back. I know this isn't cornerbacks, but could we see Penn State moving a defensive tackle to defensive end next year? I think that's worth having a conversation about, because the pipeline usually goes the other direction. They're in such good shape at defensive tackle. Could they use that to bolster defensive end? A lot of good conversations to have. For now, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with quarter number four, most important recruits at Penn State under James Franklin.
So what's so different about new Labatt Blue Citra? Could be the bright hop aroma, or the crisp, clean finish that all come together for a new kind of refreshing. Brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops, all new Labatt Blue Citra delivers ultimate drinkability and a new way to get up and get out. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Everyone knows AAA gives you peace of mind when you're out on the road. But did you know you get other perks as well? Besides providing reliable roadside service for over 100 years, AAA also provides great discounts on entertainment, prescriptions, rental cars, hotels, insurance, and so much more. Take advantage of everything AAA has to offer. Purchase, renew, or upgrade your membership today at AAA.com.
DraftKings Sportsbook is offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app now and use promo code KSN to play your first 24 hours of casino risk-free up to $200. That's promo code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.